structure of the classroom is what I would say is the absolute most important key to dealing with behaviors in the classroom. So for me, making sure that every single aspect of a child's experience throughout their day is well laid out, whether it be physically, they know where their materials are, they know when they are allowed to get them, how they are allowed to get those materials, as well as how are they to move about the classroom, when are they allowed to be up, when are they allowed to be seated, if they need to know how they can get my attention, how they can ask questions to me. And for me, I try to use as many visuals as possible. So they know what their morning routine is because they walk in and there's a poster that they know exactly what to look and how to follow that morning routine, what is expected of them at each moment of that routine. Throughout the day, if there is group work, if there is independent work of any kind, I tend to use slides and all their directions for that activity will be up, but I'll also have little icons that they have learned. So they'll know if there's just one person, they have to be working independently. If they see a two person, they'll know they're allowed to work with a partner. I will use a box that will have all of the materials that they need listed there. So they know exactly what materials that they need for that exact activity. So if they don't have their crayons out, then they're going to be behind because they know that little picture of that crayon box is up there. I also make sure that they know what their voice level should be at that time. They know exactly if they're allowed to be speaking out loud or if they need to be silent during the activity.